Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 44, Ratha Yatra, Episode 37, Radha's Ecstatic Ornaments. Then, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Swarup Damodar, "So please, speak of these ecstatic ornaments decorating the body of Srimati Radharani, by which Radha enchants the mind of Sri Govinda." And being thus requested, Swarup Damodara began to speak. All the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were very happy to hear him. Sometimes when Srimati Radharani is sitting, or when Radha is going to Vrindavan, Radha sees Krishna. The symptoms of various ecstasies which become manifest at that time are called vilasa. Gati stana sanadinang mukha netradi karmanam tatkalikang tu vaishishtyang vilasa priya sangajam. The various symptoms manifest in a woman's face, eyes, and the other parts of her body, and the way she moves, stands, or sits when she meets her beloved are called vilasa. Timidity, jubilation, ambition, respect, fear, and the characteristics of the left-wing Vama gopis are all ecstatic symptoms which combine to agitate Srimati Radharani. Pura Krishna Lukat Stagita Kutilasya Gatir Abhut Tirashchinang Krishnambara Dara Vritang Sri Mukham Api Chalattarang Svarang Nayana Yugam Abhugnang Iti Sa Vilasakya Svalankarana Bilatasit Priya Mude. And when Srimati Radharani saw Lord Krishna just before her, Radha's progress stopped, and Radha assumed an attitude of opposition. Although Radha's face was slightly covered by a blue garment, Radha's two starry eyes were agitated, being wide and curved. Thus Radharani was decorated with the ornaments of vilasa, and Radha's beauty increased just to give pleasure to Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Srimati Radharani stands before Krishna, Radha stands bent in three places, her neck, waist, and legs, and Radha's eyebrows dance. When there is an awakening of the various ecstatic features on Srimati Radharani's face and in Radha's eyes, which are appropriate to a charming feminine attitude, the Lalita ornament is thus manifest. Vinyasa Bangir Anganang Bhru Vilasa Manohara Sukamara Bhaved Yatra Lalitang Tad Udahritam. When the bodily features are delicate and expertly curved, and when the eyebrows are very beautifully agitated, the ornament of feminine charm known as Lalita Alankar is thus manifest. When Lord Sri Krishna happens to see Srimati Radharani decorated with these Lalita ornaments, both Radha and Krishna eagerly want to meet each other. Kriyatir Yagriva Charanakati Bangi Sumadhura Chalach Chili Vali Dalita Ratinatorjita Dhanu Priya Premo Laso Lasita Lalita Lalita Tanu Priya Prityai Sasid Udita Lalita Lankriti Yuta. When Srimati Radharani was decorated with the ornament of Lalita Alankar just to increase Sri Krishna's love, an attractive curve was manifest by Radha's neck, knees, and waist. And this was brought about by Radha's timidity and apparent desire to avoid Krishna. the flickering movements of Radha's eyebrows, could conquer the powerful bow of Cupid himself. To increase the joy of Radha's beloved Krishna, Radha's body was decorated with these ornaments of Lalita Alankar. When Krishna comes forward and greedily snatches at the border of Radha's sari, Srimati Radharani is actually very pleased within, but still Radha tries to stop Krishna. So this ecstatic attitude of Srimati Radharani is called Kutamita. And when this ecstatic ornament is manifest, Radharani externally tries to avoid Krishna, and Radharani apparently becomes angry, although Radha is very happy within. Stanadharadi grahane hrit pritavapi sambhramat bahi krodho vyathitavat proktang kutamating buddhai. When the border of Radha's sari and the cloth veiling Radha's face are caught, Radha externally appears offended and angry, but within Radha's heart, Radha is very happy. Learned scholars call this attitude Kutamita. Although Srimati Radharani was checking Krishna with her hand, internally Radha was thinking, "Oh, let Krishna satisfy his desires." And in this way, Radha was very pleased within, although externally, Radha displayed opposition and anger. Srimati Radharani externally displays a kind of dry crying, as if Radha is offended. Then, Radharani mildly smiles and admonishes Lord Krishna. Pani rodham avirodhita vanchang bartsanascha madhura smita garbha madhavasya kurute karabhorur hari shushka ruditangcha mukepi. Actually, Radha has no desire to stop Krishna's endeavor in touching her body with his hands, and yet Srimati Radharani, whose thighs are like the trunk of a baby elephant, protests Krishna's advances and, by sweetly smiling, admonishes Krishna. At such times, Radharani cries without tears on her charming face. And so, in this way, Srimati Radharani is ornamented and decorated with various ecstatic symptoms which attract the mind of Sri Krishna. It is not at all possible to describe the unlimited pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna, even though Krishna himself describes them in his incarnation of Sahasrabadana, the thousand-mouthed Shesha Nag. Recorded June 26 and 27, 2022, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Bahasi vapushi vishade vasanang jaladabhang halahati bhiti milita yamunabham keshavadrita haladhara rupa jai jagadisha hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Bahasi Vapushi Vishade Vasanang Jala Dhabhang Halahati Bhiti Milita Yamunabham Keshavadrita Baladeva Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Keshavadrita Sankarsana Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jaya Devi Ki Nandana Rohini Nandana Balaram Rupa Balaram Rupa Balaram Rupa
O Keshava, O Lord of the Universe, O Lord Hari, you have assumed the form of Balaram, the wielder of the plow, therefore you are known as Haladhar. All glories to you. On your brilliant white body, you wear garments the color of a fresh blue rain cloud. These garments are colored like the beautiful dark hue of the river Yamuna. She thus feels great fear due to the striking of your plowshare.